So this is David from MyNAMS.com, the Insiders Group, and Novice to Advanced Marketing System. This is our part two from this morning's YouTube Marketing. YouTube Marketing, Build Your Own TV Channel with Lou Bortone. This is part two of the micro workshop that we're recording this month. And next month, we will have the YouTube Marketing Challenge. This is going to be an awesome challenge because I've already started building the checklist for this in between our breaks today based on what we learned this morning, and it's coming together really nicely. Let's just review quickly, and I've done some little organization here too, so we'll just review quickly what we went over this morning. And that was, first, we talked to Lou Bortone, who is a expert in YouTube marketing and video production. Lou walked us through a lot of the process of building our YouTube channel and making sure that we were doing everything in the right way. And one of the things that we focused on today was making sure that we're doing YouTube marketing for the right reasons. That's building strategic value for our YouTube channel. And we learned a lot about ways to do that. The second thing we wanted to do was make sure that we understood why we were doing this course, basically, is because the real reason is YouTube is the 800-pound gorilla when it comes to search engines out there. It's getting more and more attraction, more and more attention, and more distribution across all channels. So we want to get our message out. We want to get it out as fast as possible, and we want to accelerate, as Lou was saying, accelerate our subscriber growth. I was talking to Daryl Eves, who is also a YouTube expert and actually a YouTube certified expert, one of a handful of certified experts in the world. And I was talking to him yesterday on another hangout, and as well as I talked to him on the Marketer's Cruise where I met him. He's going to be at the NAMS workshop in August. And he was telling us that not only is YouTube the number two search engine in the world, it's also the hub of everything that Google's doing these days. So if we miss out on being on YouTube, YouTube has always been important, but if we miss out on YouTube, we're really missing out on Google in more ways than we can imagine. So it's key to our strategy as an online business to, or even an offline business, to do YouTube in ways of driving more traffic to your sites. Now, I find lots of how-to material on YouTube. I always go to YouTube and look for that kind of material to help me understand and move forward with whatever it is I'm trying to get done. That includes things like how to change a headlight. I used this on YouTube. I actually went out and searched for how to change a headlight on a 2009 Dodge Dakota truck. And that walked me through the entire process of doing that. Those kind of instruction material, that instruction step-by-step video things are great. They really provide a lot of good value. But what it really did for me was make me realize the branding that goes with that, because when I was doing those kind of searches, and when I'm doing those kind of searches, if I find somebody who has a lot of YouTube videos on specific how-to topics, then there's somebody I want to subscribe to and go back to over and over. If I find one hit or miss here or there, they may solve that problem, but I don't think they're going to solve any more problems because their branding's not set up, their strategy's not in place, and they often don't have a call to action, which could be as much as going to see back to their website to see additional YouTube videos or something. So it really makes a difference in how we have our strategy set up. So this is what we were trying to do today, is understand the strategy of creating a YouTube marketing plan. So we did that this morning, and then we worked on the prototype. We broke our prototype down into three steps. Those steps were strategic, how to create a goal for your channel, what the branding for your channel should be, creating a welcome message that matches your branding and your goal, getting your YouTube channel set up, that was the first thing, how to be safe in YouTube, don't do anything that's going to get your account thrown out, and we found the YouTube playbook that Lou had actually recommended to us, and it's an awesome tool. the YouTube playbook. I went out and looked at it. It's an awesome tool. Then in addition, I found the YouTube Creator Hub, which is put together by Google. And the Creator Hub is even more than the YouTube. It's the playbook, even more than the playbook. It's really more about how to become a great content creator. And I found that and thought that was very helpful too. So we're going to take a look at both of those in a second. Then the other thing that we did was focused on creating content, populating a channel with videos, creating video content, basic video marketing, which was how to market your individual videos using share links, scheduling with Hootsuite and Buffer and other things, and how to engage in commenting and using other video channels. So then we looked at case studies. Now, I thought the case studies were outstanding. Gary Vaynerchuk, Michelle Phan, and Marie TV. All of those showed us the power of YouTube. Michelle Phan showed the power of a tight niche and tying to topical, newsy type entertainment value keywords. And she's gotten millions and millions of views doing that. So these were great case studies. That was very helpful. Okay. So that was step two. Step three is presenting playlist, using the power of playlist to drive your marketing. So the playlist that we had, that we were looking at, on those case studies particularly, showed us what the value is in creating a playlist that you can promote as a channel. So that's your TV station. Your playlist becomes your niche TV station. Your channel is your broadcasting company. So think of it that way. Now, just one second. Let me back up here just a second. We'll talk more about that and explain that. So your channel is CBS. Your playlist is, what's a good CBS thing? NCIS. Your playlist is NCIS, right? So you could have multiple playlists in your channel to drive to different topics. So when I was listening to this today, all kinds of bells were going off in my head about what I can do, because I have so much content that is unorganized and not necessarily repurposed well enough. So we have lots of opportunities here to make a big difference with the content that we already have. So we talked about delivering the content and repurposing the content specifically for those playlists. Now this afternoon, we're going to talk about testing and executing. Now testing is, in my mind, it is, we got to figure out what to test, right? Because as Lou was saying, it's hard to test videos without creating a video. But what we really want to test first is our strategy. Our strategy goes back to what our market is. Who is our market? What do they want to know about? And do they buy? These are the basic questions of any niche market. Who's your market? And when we talk about who's your market, we got to find out things about them, right? We got to know what their language is. And I'm not talking about English versus French. I'm talking about what their communication language is in that niche. To discover that, let me back up here. To discover that, you're going to do some basic niche research, and you do that by joining those groups, by participating in forums, subscribing to people on Twitter, Facebook groups. Let's see, what else? Maybe some blogs that you follow. What is going on there? Okay. And so that's just some ideas about how you find out what those people are talking about, right? You want to find out what they're talking about and how they're saying it. So, because you're going to end up using that language, and you're going to find out from those people what kind of content you should be creating. Because this is where they're going to tell you what the problem is. And then they're going to tell you what the answers are, hopefully. You don't have to always have the answers, but you want to discover the answers, and you can find them in those groups, or you can come up with your own answers. But you want to solve the problems, right? That's what you're doing as a business. You're solving problems. Okay? And you'll talk to those people in that tone, in that language that you've learned in that niche. Now, it's always easier if you already know something about this niche or if you are a member of that niche. I see Sheila's on here, and Sheila has a really good niche, tight niche, that we have come, I think we're now calling that evolving seniors. Isn't that right, Sheila? Because we're always evolving as seniors. And so she's got a very tight niche. Now, she's a member of that group. I'm a member of that group. And we know the problems that are inherent in that group. So she has the ability to start talking to people in the language that she already understands and that they already understand. And she can search. She'll have an easier time, is my point, of understanding that, those groups, and being able to speak with those groups. So I'm in the same position in that I could actually speak that same language myself. I read AARP. I'm over 55, or I think it's 50 now that you get AARP. I understand the problems of that seniors group. I understand about retirement money and making sure you have enough of it. I also understand that, you know, we live to 85 now instead of 75, so we have to figure out what we're going to do with those next 10 years. When is retirement for you? You've got all kinds of things that you can start talking about in that niche. And one way to find topics for this niche is to go out into all of these areas, these forums and Twitter lists and Facebook groups and blogs, and start capturing problems and questions and solutions. Okay? So that's who our market is. We're also going to, well, we're not done with that. Sorry. So let me add this up here, what the problem is. Then the other thing we want to know is demographics. So if you have a market that is between 18 and 25, you're going to treat those people differently than you are a market that's between 65 and 80. The short attention span video, Twitter type video editing, doesn't work with the over 65 group. That's what the young guys were raised on. The young folks are raised on that. They like that. They want that quick attention span kind of stuff. So you need to know what the demographics is of your marketplace. You need to know what the gender is of your marketplace, right? Is it mostly female, mostly male? What are their interests? What's their core value? Sometimes this comes into play when you are focused into a more faith-based, or maybe a more mature market, or maybe a younger market. Their core value is having fun and partying. I mean, that's all stuff that you need to know. So you can find all that out through demographics, and there are ways to do demographic searches using QuantCast or several of the other sites. I think we actually did some research on that in Google Analytics when we produced that product. And there are other sites that you can go to out there to actually look and uncover some demographic information about websites, blogs, and the people who attend those. I think we pointed out on Alexa one time that you can do site comparisons to actually see how many people are with kids that are in school, or single parents, or the income range. I should write that down here. What's the income range of these people? Married, children. These are all things you want to find out about that niche, right? So that's part of your strategy. When you start building your branding strategy, it's good to know who these people are. Now, I heard Dan Morris say something yesterday I thought was kind of brilliant. And he said that Dan, by the way, is a former instructor at NAMS and a NAMSer from the beginning. So, you know, we love Dan and think he's done great work and want to really connect with people who understand what we do and also understand what they're doing now. So when Dan was talking yesterday on this hangout that I was on, he was talking about a Venn diagram. A Venn diagram is two circles, basically, or more. And what you're looking for is the overlapping area of those circles. Now, he was talking about what your perception of your assets are, what you're good at, and what other people think you're good at. So you take those two circles of content. Let me just do a drawing here real quick. This will make sense when I put it on a piece of paper. All right, so I'm going to draw two circles. Here's one. Here's the other. Okay, this is what I think I'm good at. This is what others tell me I'm good at. Now, these are data points, and this is just conceptual. It is not, you really wouldn't put it together like this, but these are just data points that we're talking about. So if I put in a little check mark here, or let's say I put in a little star right here. Okay, and I'm going to make that this color. Okay, so there's that. Now, these represent things that I'm good at, right? And over here, the same thing. This is what other people are telling me I'm good at. I'm just doing this to illustrate. That's the wrong color. You can't see that. Okay, this represents what other people tell me I'm good at. Okay, so now if I have this is what other people tell me I'm good at. This is what I think I'm good at. And they happen to be the same thing. When I bring those circles together, oops, first you have to do this and like this. Okay, now when I bring those together, they overlap. This is the common area right here. And what Dan was suggesting is that this is where you build your brand. These things are the things that you're really good at, and those are the things that you focus on, and these are the things that you build your entire business around or your brand around, because this is what other people are telling you are good at. Others tell me I'm good at, and I think I'm good at. Okay, and Stan, you're saying maybe they're what you're really good at? I don't understand, Stan. Explain that a little more. So, let's see. So now, the reason this plays into your YouTube marketing is that this is helping you build your strategy for your channel, right? And this doesn't have to take very long. You just figure this out you can do this with a Facebook poll or a Poll Daddy poll or some kind of a survey where you're just at an email survey where you're just asking questions about these kind of discovery things that you can find out from others, and you just make a list for yourself, right? So that's how you're going to start this whole thing. There it is. Okay, so now we're doing these things to figure out what our market is, and then you want to know what they want from you. Can you provide the answers? Do you know the people who have the answers? Do you have the content is basically what we're saying. Or can you build the content? Okay. So what we're saying here is if you understand what the answers are, can you get the answers? Do you have the answers? Do you know people who have the answers? Or can you get the content in some way? Now, you can always do any of those three. I mean, there's almost no niche that you can't get the answers in. So you just need to understand if you want to do it. So that's really important. All right, so let's see, where am I? Now, the next thing is it a buying market? Are they spending money? Okay, so you have to figure that out as well. Is this a market that actually has products in it, competitors in it, and do you have products in it? Okay. Now we're talking about strategy here, building your strategy. Now, then we're going to test the content itself. Does the content resonate with that market? Is it the kind of content that you're getting response to? So when we're testing your content, you're going to know this by your results, which is the next thing that we have in the testing area. So you've got a lot of content. Some of it's going to be very popular. You know, he was showing us, who was it? Michelle Phan was getting like 2 million views on many of her videos, and I think she only had like 245 videos, but she had 2 million views on some, 200,000 views on others, and 5 million views on other, or 5 or 6 million views on other videos. Now, obviously, those that get 2 to 6 million views are a whole lot more popular than the ones that get 200,000. We'd love 200,000 views. We'd love 2,000 or 20,000 views. That's huge. But when you get into the big numbers or even small numbers, you can see what's really resonating with people. And then you have to figure out, why is it not? If it's not getting the numbers that you're looking for, is it because of your content's not good, or is it because your infrastructure around that content, such as the keywords and the descriptions, are those causing you the problems? Is it the content itself? Or is it the keywords, the descriptions, the playlist? Is it the playlist that's causing the problem? So you just have lots of things there that you're going to select that you got to figure out what's going on. And the very first question that you really need to ask is, does it answer the question that was asked? And one of the things that I love is making sure that it is, what's it called? Useful, but incomplete. So you want to give them a good answer, but you don't want to give them the whole answer. You want to give them, leave enough of the answer vague or incomplete, send them to the whole answer in your product. That's how you make call to actions and you get sales. So you send them to send them the whole answer in your product. Send them to the whole answer in your product. Entertaining. Is the content entertaining enough? He calls that compelling. I call it entertaining. It's got to be engaging. What's your bounce rate? Are they clicking off? Okay. And you want to evaluate your content to make sure that that is exactly what you're looking for. Entertaining. What's your bounce rate? Are they clicking off, and when? And, you know, YouTube's going to give you some analytics on that. We're going to look at that in a little bit. Okay, now we talked about testing your results, always paying attention to your results. What kind of subscriber growth are you seeing? What are the comments in your videos? Are you getting comments in your videos? Are you getting likes in your videos? These are the kind of results that you want to engage in. You want to follow, and you want that'll give you an engagement kind of value, an engagement rate. So you want to make sure you focus on that. Okay? That's where we start doing all of our testing. Then we're going to implement. Okay, this is where I wanted to get. The first thing that we want to do is build that strategy, brand, look at your playlist, your products, and your resources. And I broke this implementation checklist down into three areas. And I'm going to call this a checklist too. So you've got the implementation checklist. What's your strategy, brand, playlist, products, resources, and content? Okay. On the strategy, we've talked about how to figure out what your strategy is. And Lou talked about how to figure out what your strategy is. It's got to be reflective of your business and your website. That's your brand as well that we're talking about. But do you have a lot of video already? If you do, you've got a lot of repurposing to do. If you don't, you've got a lot of content to create. So do you want to create content that's new? Okay. And what's your message? This is actually first. Now you may have a lot of content. I have a lot of content that doesn't support my message because I have some old content, right? On the branding, Lou was talking about making sure that this reflects your website and your business. Okay, so we're going to take the thing that we're going to do is look at the list for my stuff and show you how we're going to do that from this point forward, because I'm going to start creating things actually in YouTube and start bringing back, and then we'll come back here and bring back some of the steps into the checklist so that you can have an example as we're going. So let me get the YouTube channel up. Oh, by the way, I didn't show you the playbook and the Creator Hub. We're going to jump back here and show you what that's all about. I really like the way they have this set up. You can just come to this website. You don't have to download the entire PDF, but you can download the PDF. The thing that they have an overview here that gives you just all of the index, basically. And you can go to Captivate Your Audience, Calls to Action, Metadata, Thumbnails, Annotations. Walks you through the process of setup, all of that here. So this is pretty good to start with. Then you go into the uploads and the activity, the playlist, the tentpole programming, which is the concept that they have. YouTube analytics, cross promotion and collaboration. And what's new? Then you go to the next section. So this shows you down here what the time commitments are on all of these pieces and what the ratings are. Okay? Hold on just 1 second. I'll be right back. So at the bottom of that page, you can see we've got the programming, which is the next thing we'll go to. And you click on that, and here's additional training from them. So this is really good stuff. I've gone through, not watched all of it, but I've gone through this stuff, and it's really the kind of things that we need to know more about. So for example, this is the overview on each of these modules. It tells you what it is. Hook viewers from the start of your video to keep them watching, why it works. This is all free, too, by the way. So what they're trying to do is help you prepare better YouTube videos. And you can see that they're focused on topics like keep them watching, how to create these the videos that work over time, optimize for serial viewing. This is a really good technique for doing anything serially. It's a really good technique for keeping people to come back. One of the most successful email marketing strategies is serial email marketing. So that's all good. And then you can go to the next one, which is calls to action. 0 to 5 minutes. showing you the subscribes and all of the stuff that is working for other people on creating calls to action. So you can see that this is the playbook, and the Creator Hub is different. The Creator Hub, also, I've got that link in the checklist, is about programs and tools. You click on this. We've got programs and tools, education, support, and working together. So you can find other things in here that you can go out here and learn more about how to take advantage of YouTube as a creator, a content creator. This is all about creating more and more content. So Fan Finder, what better way to introduce your channel to potential fans than through video? Create a channel ad, and Fan Finder will promote it for you on YouTube. Okay? So this is all pretty good stuff. You want to take a look at all of it. I'm going to go through it myself. And I don't have anything in here from Channel Art. And this is what happens when you log into YouTube for the first time. You set up your channel. You set up your YouTube account. You automatically have a channel, and you can follow the navigation bar here on the left. Some people report that when you make it smaller on the screen, it disappears. See, that's gone on the navigation is gone now that I have done that. And let's see, it is here somewhere. Where do they move it to? Oh, here, sorry, right there. It becomes a drop-down box at the top next to the YouTube logo. And I'm going to make it full screen. So the navigation channel stays over here on this side. These are the subscriptions that I have. And here are some playlists that I already have set up. Now, I didn't understand the power of playlists, to tell the truth, until we were working with Lou today. And so I'm really anxious to start building out playlists that can help us drive more and more traffic into our system. Okay? So let's see. Okay, so I think what we're going to do next is really just kind of look at the playlist. Go into the playlist and start creating playlists that we can use to leverage our business. So the branding piece of it, we're going to build the channel art to reflect our website. We're going to spend a lot of time on figuring out what our purpose is for our YouTube channel. And then we're going to focus on the playlist. Okay, so I've got the playlist here, I found money. Playlist, which I don't think I'm using appropriately, to tell the truth. So we have the November challenge in here for found money. One of the things you can do, which is really helpful, by the way, is edit the start and end times, because sometimes on the beginning of a video, you have the setting up part, and you can actually tell it when to start at the beginning without editing the video, and that helps a lot. You can add edit notes, set the playlist thumbnail, add a description. Let's go over to the videos and see what we can find here on that playlist. Yeah, my playlists are a little bit disorganized, so I've got a lot of work to do here on creating an organization here. Okay. I think we're going to have a lot of stuff to do in the challenge this month, and I've got a lot of work to do in the challenge this month too. This is going to be a really good one for me. We can tell that what is private and what's public over here. So you can see the unlock over here is unlisted. The little world is the public. We could sort it by newest and most viewed. We could show only the unlisted. Let's see what we've got there for the unlisted. Okay, WebJam Legacy, WebJam Legacy. Is that the one that I was just looking at? I think it is. Maybe not. This is an Insiders Club Q&A. These are unlisted, so that this is private for the Insiders group. You can see here that I've got that checked as unlisted, though, and I don't even have to do anything here in the description or keywords box, because nobody can see it unless they can't search it. That's my point. That's the reason I want that one as an unlisted. It has 83 views. It's 38 minutes long. It was a, you can tell that it was a hangout on air because it was a live stream, which it says right here is live stream. And then we could create a better description for this since it's public. So one of the things I want to do here is add the URL to that. Okay. And what this does is it just pulls in the information from the Hangout on Air. Whatever the title and description was for the Hangout on Air is all that it pulls in there. Let me see if I have some. I think I do. Okay. Okay. Now I'm going to add keywords here, and this is going to be passive income. Let's see. Financial independence is a good one. It suggested that one. Let's see, affiliate marketing. Multiple streams. Of income. Let's see, my NAMs. And remember we talked about doing a nonsense keywords so that we keep them all together, right? So what would that be? Let's say that that's going to be, I'm wondering if my, let's see what happens when I do a search on, aha, Wed Rep, Wedding Reporter, YouTube. Okay, so that I can't use, that's my last name spelled backwards. So YouTube's already got a bunch of stuff on Wedding Reporter. So I have to come up with a keyword that would be nonsensical keyword. So I will make this Minic inside, put that keyword in there. And now those will all show up for my on any video that I have that in. And there were only two searches in Google on that. Okay. So let's upload a custom thumbnail. I happen to have one available for something like this. That is in Dropbox Photos. That is a new splash page, new thumbnail. Okay. And we'll save it. Now, if I wanted to share it, I could share it with all of these. I could share it with those places that I could share it here on my Google Plus just by adding a message here and saving that. This was the area where I was also able to share on Facebook and Twitter and others as well, getting additional opportunities to checkbox there. But I don't have that set up yet, so that one looks like it's done. Let's go back and take a look at it now. And it always takes a little while for it to save the changes and show the changes. This is the enhancements page, which is pretty good because you can fix a lot of things, stabilize a lot of things, add light. It shows you an original and a preview over here, and you can change temperatures. You can do it in slow motion.
Hey, this is David Perdue, and we're going to start the Hangout Live today on passive income.
Okay. And you can trim it by adjusting the start and time, start and end times here with the trim. Or you can actually download the YouTube video editor and edit your video in YouTube as well. It's not as great as Camtasia or Sony Vegas or other things, but you can do that. You also can revert to the original always, or you can save it. There's an audio up here that you can add sound.
Hey, this is David sound. Perdue, and we're going to start the
background sound here. So you could choose any of these. Here's the length. All right, so you can see that I've got the playlist already set up for Found Money, NAMS Insiders, Inspirational, Affiliate Tools, NAMS 10 to Testimonials. I need to change that to NAMS Testimonials, and maybe I want to create a new playlist. So I'm going to come over here and create a playlist for NAMS Workshop. Going to be public. I'm going to create it. Okay. And playlist settings, public. Set as official series for allow embedding. Add new videos to the top of the playlist. Yeah, I want to do that. Okay, save. Okay. Going to add a video to that. And actually, I'm not going to add a video to that because I don't want to take the time to load these things up on this slow thing. But that's how we would create a playlist there. Now, the thing I would have to do with playlist, the next playlist, is... Actually, I could load from the YouTube videos that are already set up. So let's see what I've got that I could add to this playlist. That might help. Okay, so... Okay, so that from the NAMS workshop, the band playing at the NAMS workshop would go into the playlist. Okay? And we would have that done. Now we would add a lot more, and what we could do, what I can do, is take all of the NAMS workshop videos that I have and start creating training series for the specific pieces that I wanted to train. Now, you know, this gets to our strategy that we were talking about, because I just can't load up all of the NAMS workshop videos there. For one thing, I sell the NAMS workshop videos, so it'd be crazy for me to load them all to YouTube. But I could take 25 marketing tips from 2-minute marketing tips from the workshop, the last one, strip those out of the videos that we have and add those as an additional playlist here and promote the heck out of that playlist for the next workshop. Right? So that would be an easy thing for me to do to create a valuable playlist that would go forward. So not a bad deal. That'd be a smart strategic move to make here. I just wouldn't want to throw things up like I've just done here willy-nilly, because it takes a bit of thinking through on what you're going to do. I'm just showing you the process for how to create these playlists, right? Okay, you can actually have multiple channels, by the way. You can have multiple playlists and multiple channels. So I really need to create a channel that is my personal channel so I can put personal videos in there as well. Okay, so that was an easy way to set up a playlist. And let's see what's next for us. I want to look at this guy. So we're going to go back to our strategy on the implementation checklist, and we're going to find streams. We're going to look at streams. That would be like content streams, just like you would with a book, right? You're looking at chapters in a book. Okay, and we're going to create our create or edit videos, to support the message, right? Okay. Now I have here, these are the playlists that I would start with. This is the playlist that I would start with on driving more training tips and that kind of thing into these playlists. This would be my NAMS channel, right? Be my NAMS channel. And so the strategy for me would be on the workshop, like I just said, I'm going to go in and create, let's say I do 25 marketing tips from NAMS workshop, and they're going to be 2 minutes each. Okay. Then let's see, and I've got to add one more here. It would be NAMS tutorials. These are the things that I'm focused on with our business right now. With the Insiders Club, we would look at you know, the hangouts and the workshops and the challenges, and we would want to create some 2-minute videos from those in series. And in the micro workshops, we would do these by product. Oops. By product, and each product have 2-minute series. So these are teasers that we use to market. Our point is to do this from a marketing perspective, not a not so much an informational perspective, but we want to do these as a marketing perspective to get more and more out. And the call to action on these . Okay. Let's see. That would be the same up here too. Call to action here would be to the sales page. And call to action here would be to the sales page as well. And we probably would have another call to action that would be to subscribe. Okay. We do the same with the dashboard training. We want people to see the value of that. In each module. And the same with the tutorials. That was bad. There we go. Okay, same with the tutorials. So I've got 5 playlists there already that I want to start building out, right? And from a marketing perspective, all of those. And that would be incredibly helpful for me. Now, what I've done is gone through my business, basically, and look at the areas that I want to focus our efforts on and driving more traffic into our channel and ultimately back to our site. So what's going to happen is these things are going to be tied to the MyNAMS sales page. And I'm sorry, not the MyNAMS sales page, but the MyNAMS Facebook page, so that I can start adding better and more focused content to the MyNAMS Facebook page, as well as additional videos that go through there, LinkedIn and Twitter as well. So this is a ton of content. So, you know, if I did 10, I'm looking at over 100 two-minute little videos here on each of these things. Now, I'm going to have help with that. If I create a checklist on how to do this, how to take these videos and break it out, this I can outsource this, because what we're getting at down here is that I create a schedule for publishing, and I create a repeatable process for editing and uploading, and then for content description and keywords, turn that into a checklist, and then I hand it off. Okay, hand off to the team and do quality control at that point. Okay. Now the marketing checklist on this thing is to then, as it's launched, that'll be part of the checklist as well. So we created a marketing checklist. As you can tell, I'm building checklists left and right for outsourcing, as well as documenting how our business runs, so that I can hand off as much stuff and get as much stuff consistent and repeatable as possible. And we would have Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and what other ones should we have here? Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google Plus, obviously. And Reddit, maybe? Ah. Okay. And then we would monitor and encourage. We'd encourage commenting, monitor the comments, and that would be checklisted as well. Embed them as pages in our blog. Now, why would I do that? Embed these YouTube things in the blog as well. Even if we don't put them on the front page, but we put them in a section of the site, which is videos or whatever. The reason we do that is for SEO, right? We want SEO as much as possible. If YouTube finds these on, if the search engines find these on our blog as well as on YouTube, it's only going to help us get more content, more traffic, more views at the blog as well. And what we want to get them to the blog for is so that we can drive a pop-up to the top, so that we can grab subscription opt-ins using our pop-ups and our opt-ins on the page itself. So that's what we're doing, is driving people back. Yeah, Stan says Pinterest and Instagram is a good one too. That I need to add up here. Okay. Create a gallery. Opt-in box. And we're going to create a checklist for this too. Okay. And then we drive subscribers. On YouTube. And drive to our blog. So why do we want to drive to the blog, back to the blog all the time? It's great to have YouTube, but if you don't have that stuff replicated on your own site, you're always in somebody else's hands. So YouTube could decide they don't like you, or they could decide that they're going to sell everything to Vimeo. They could decide that they could decide anything, and you don't have any choice over it. So you really want to make sure that you've got stuff going back to your site as much as possible. So you can tell we've got a checklist for everything in here. That's going to be our big thing this month, is creating checklists and actually doing in the challenge this month all of this stuff that we have listed here. Okay? I got a ton to do too. Okay, so there's a checklist for each part of that. We'll have a checklist for creating our playlist. And on the products here, and the resources and the content, I've got these set out as different. So actually building content comes in basically two categories. The repurposing, original, let's start with original, and repurpose. So the original, we can create it from HOAs, or we can from recording, or from aggregation tools, and not live action as well, which would be animation or something else. Repurposing, we've talked a little bit about, would be cutting up. Okay. Creating series. Yep. Okay, so the resources that we're going to use to do this, we've talked about the tools and the resources earlier. I really don't think we need to add this part here, because we are going to do everything on YouTube, and we're going to use the resources to create content that we've done up here. And let's see, products. I think the products is actually going to fall into our playlist instead of separating that out, so we know what that is. Okay. All right. So we have an implementation checklist, marketing checklist, and process checklist. I want to go back over to YouTube for a second. And let's see what we've got in the way of videos. As you can tell, I have not used YouTube a lot. This is all going to be good for me as well. So, let's see. I want to see what the analytics looks like.
You're about to discover the...
Okay, 85 views. This was a... What is this? I think it's a 5-minute video. It's a 5-minute video, time watched, 85. So this shows cumulative views over, most of it was on April the 12th. I launched it on April the 11th, so most of it came on April the 12th when I sent the email out, and it's not gotten much views since. So if we look at daily, you can see almost all of it came then, and we haven't done anything else with it, per se. Let's see what happens in the time watched. So the minutes watched was the first day. So let's see, 85 by, I was hoping it would give me the average. I think it does somewhere. Give me the average view. does give you lots of demographic information, but I don't see the average view. Oh, here we go. Okay, so this gives me, that's, I knew it was in here somewhere. So this gives me the average view by country, which is really good. Indonesia was 10 minutes, one view. They watched it twice. Okay, so United States was 73%, 62 views in the United States, 215 minutes watched, 3.28. UK was 3.28 as well. Let's see. Somebody in South Africa watched the whole thing. Somebody in Germany watched the whole thing. So that's good information for us, because what I could do is go put the annotation, the label back in there at 328 that asked them to leave a to click to go to the sales page there, because that's the average of where people drop. So if they're going to make a decision, I can help them make the decision, right? Let's see, what else have we got here that gives us this? This tells me how many natural views we're getting. Not many. So I need to go back and edit that page and make sure that we get the right keywords in and the right traffic driven to it. So this is all great. Traffic sources. I'm sure this is all coming from Google Analytics as well. So embedded player would be on our site. So that would be us, really. YouTube guide, don't know what that is. Unknown direct YouTube channel page. So only one person came from the YouTube channel page and watched it. Okay. Let's see, demographics. Not enough data. Playback locations. Okay, that's 94% is embedded from the embedded. That's on our site. 5% from YouTube watch page. So that's good, because I was sending people not to YouTube, but to my site. Audience retention. Cool. This shows us how... here's
the
whole thing.
Discover the one secret to.
This is a whole thing about where people drop off. So 90% of the people, 102% of the organic was there at the beginning. And this shows us that 55% of the people made it to the end, which is 52%. That's pretty good. 52% watched the whole thing. That's great. The average was 3.28, 68% made it that far. So that's good. Of course, we want them to watch the whole thing, but they never do. Nobody ever does. And that's the reason we want them to be as short as possible as well. And to tell the truth, this was not even supposed to be a YouTube video, this one. This was supposed to be a video from our own site, and our player wasn't working at the last minute, and I switched it over to YouTube as a backup. And so that was working as a backup. Okay, the engagement reports. Subscribers. How many people subscribed to this video? Probably not many, since it was a sales video. No subscribers. No subscribers lost. Not if there was any sharing, but there might have been from affiliates. So this is just the ability to edit and change that. Okay, that's a different category altogether. All right, so
The analytics, the reason we wanted to look at the analytics is because the analytics is the feedback that you get to see what's working, right? The analytics feedback is really important. We want to know how our comments are doing, what a support is. Are we getting comments through support? Are we getting support issues? Those kind of community anecdotal comments can be valuable, but they can also be let's see. When something's not working, we hear about it from support. So that's a great way to get informed on when you have issues. When you have technical data, such as analytics that we were just looking at, or web stats from your own cPanel, that's how we can get really good data that tells us what's working and what's not working without being biased toward the anecdotal stuff that we often take to heart. And then the marketplace, obviously, the more sales, the more opt-ins, the more ROI, that's our real measurement there. And then, of course, it's the improved part that we're doing more of, that we always want to do more of what works and less of what doesn't. So what we would do from this point, you've seen from my own example that I have a lot of areas to improve on, and we have a strategy in place for doing that, or we will have a strategy in place for doing that as we follow through these steps and work in our challenge for the next month. So what we'll do for the next month is in the Insiders Club is we'll create this document here as the 30-day challenge in the Facebook group and make that available so that people can really start getting their YouTube channel fired up and working. So I think we're about done today, unless you got any questions. You're going to see a lot of changes to this and a lot of changes to the YouTube channel that we have and the playlist. I really think that this is a huge area of improvement for us, and we're going to do as much as possible to capitalize on this because we have so much video. So, any questions, anything left over here that we need to talk about? Okay. Appreciate you guys being here. We'll have this up in the next few days. I'm going to be out of town for a couple of days, so that's going to put a lag to getting it up. All right. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.